Human Services Minister Stuart Robert has resigned from the front bench. His 2014 trip to China became the subject of an investigation which found he acted inconsistently with the statement of ministerial standards. It was only going to be a question of when Stuart Robert resigned or was punted. There were some bets that it might happen on Sunday when Malcolm Turnbull announced his reshuffled front bench so that the news could be buried at the end of the press release, but to the credit of the Prime Minister, he's decided to get this news out here this afternoon, or maybe the decision was made by Stuart Robert. But as we know, they never go quietly or easily when they're in trouble, our politicians. Let's go to Michael Packey, 2GB's federal political editor, who joins us from Parliament House. Michael, did he go or was he pushed?
Well, if you look at the statement, it would suggest that he decided to go from his own accord. Stuart Robert, according to this statement from the Prime Minister's office, he recognised that it was a bad look. What he did was going to China and speak to a Liberal Party donor. He realised that it was a bad look and he asked not to be considered for any ministerial position in any reshuffle that the Prime Minister is considering. But I think it's probably a safe bet, Ben, that if Stuart Robert decided not to go, he probably would have been sacked, because we are hearing that last night, when a lot of this was unfolding, that Malcolm Turnbull and his deputy, Julie Bishop, thought that Stuart Robert had no choice but to go. But the Treasurer, Scott Morrison, who's a close friend of Stuart Robert, was apparently batting for him, saying that the Prime Minister should ride this through and allow him to stay or continue his ministerial duties. But what we understand is that Stuart Robert is now back in his electorate of the Gold Coast and has decided to stand aside.
And the rest of the reshuffle will come this weekend, we believe?
Well, this is what we believe. My understanding is that it probably will be on Sunday. There were some people saying that the reshuffle would be announced today. I don't think that that's going to happen. It would have already happened if that was the case. It's getting too late. So I reckon that you'll see something happen either tomorrow or Sunday. The only name that we are hearing, and it's not too much of a surprise, is that Steve Chobo is most likely to be named the new Trade Minister, and he'll take over from Andrew Robb, who announced his retirement a couple of days ago.
Great job, Michael. Thank you for that. Michael Packey, 2GB's federal political editor, joining us from Canberra.